Welcome to episode number 53 of the Electrical Estimator Podcast. I'm your host, Ken Dickerson. Today, we're going to talk about one of the most valuable and sometimes misunderstood relationships in the construction world, the partnership between electrical estimators and facility managers. If you've been estimating for any length of time, you already know the routine. You get drawings, specifications, a deadline, and maybe a pre-bid meeting if you're lucky. But when you're working directly with facility managers, it's a whole different game. These folks don't just care about the lowest number. They care about value, reliability, and minimizing disruption to daily operations. Facility managers are the heartbeat of a building. They know every switch, every transformer, every piece of equipment that hums behind the scenes. They're not thinking about this week's project. They're thinking about keeping the lights on, the HVAC running, and the safety systems active for years to come. So if you want to build trust and win repeat work, you've got to understand how they think and how your estimate fits into their world. Let's break it down. Seeing the world through their eyes. The first step to working effectively with facility managers is simple. Learn their priorities. Facility managers are measured by uptime, safety, and cost control. They're not impressed by flashy estimates or fancy spreadsheets. They want clarity, predictability, and a partner who can explain the why behind the numbers. When you walk into a meeting with a facility manager, don't lead with your total price. Lead with your understanding of their needs. Ask questions like, what's the biggest pain point you're trying to solve with this project? Are there any systems that absolutely can't be shut down? What's your timeline for completion? And does it include any blackout periods like school openings, quarter-end reporting, or production deadlines? You'll be surprised how much credibility you gain just by listening. Facility managers appreciate estimators who take time to understand the building's operation before talking about costs. The facility manager's language. Every profession has its own language, and facility management is no exception. They talk about preventive maintenance, downtime mitigation, life cycle cost, and asset reliability. When you translate your estimating conversation into those terms, you show that you're not just bidding, you're partnering. For example, instead of saying, we can replace that switchboard for $65,000, try saying, we can upgrade your switchboard with minimal downtime and extend the service life of your distribution system by 20 years for $65,000. Same number, different message. One's a price, the other's a solution. Facility managers are also deeply concerned with safety, compliance, and documentation. If you can demonstrate that your estimate includes code-compliant work, arc flash labeling, testing, and commissioning, you'll stand out. Don't just list those items. Explain why they matter. You're helping them stay compliant and avoid future headaches with inspections or insurance audits. The power of clarity. Let's be honest. Most facility managers aren't electricians. They know their building systems, but they may not know what every conduit or cable size means. That's why your estimate needs to be clear and easy to understand. Avoid jargon whenever possible. Instead of listing provide three-quarter-inch EMT conduits from panel P2 to AHU3, write, provide new power feeds for air handling unit per electrical drawings. You can always include technical detail in the backup, but your main summary should tell a clear story. A clear estimate builds trust. When a facility manager understands what they're paying for, they're less likely to question your price and more likely to call you back for the next job. communicating schedule and phasing. Facility projects often happen in occupied buildings, offices, hospitals, schools, or manufacturing plants that can't shut down. That's where your estimating skill really shows. When you present your estimate, explain how the work can be phased to minimize disruption. If it requires night work, weekend shifts, or temporary power, spell that out. Don't assume they know. They're juggling dozens of systems and need assurance that you've thought it through. Phasing is also a major cost driver. When you explain that overtime, off-hours work, or coordination adds cost, facility managers understand why your number might be higher than a competitor's. They value honesty over surprises. Maintenance versus construction mindset. One of the biggest differences between bidding for facility work and bidding for new construction is the mindset. In new construction, you're working with clean drawings, empty spaces, and predictable sequences. In facility work, you're stepping into a living, breathing building that's full of people, systems, and surprises. Facility managers aren't looking for a contractor who can wire fast. They're looking for one who can work quietly, safely, and professionally while the building stays operational. That means your estimate should account for extra labor time for working in occupied areas, access restrictions and security clearances, temporary barriers and protection of finishes, testing, labeling, and documentation. If you underestimate those soft costs, you'll feel them later, and so will the facility manager. Transparency builds trust. Facility managers appreciate transparency more than anything. They're used to vendors hiding behind lump sums. But when you walk in with a detailed breakdown, labor, material, supervision, equipment, you immediately separate yourself from the pack. That doesn't mean you have to show every secret unit rate. It just means being open about what's included and excluded. For example, if your estimate includes only conduit and wire, but not patching of drywall, say so. If the price is based on night work, say so. When you explain your assumptions up front, you eliminate confusion and protect your reputation. Remember, most facility managers aren't looking for the lowest number. They're looking for the lowest risk. Your transparency gives them confidence that you're the contractor who won't leave them holding the bag later. Working with facility budgets. Here's something every estimator should understand. Facility managers think in budgets, not bids. They're often given an annual capital improvement budget, and every project has to fit within that framework. That means they may not even be ready to go to bid yet. They just need a rough order of magnitude, a budget range, or a phased cost projection. If you can help them develop those budgets accurately, you become part of their planning process, not just a bidder at the end. That's where long-term relationships are built. When you prepare a budget estimate, don't overcomplicate it. Provide a realistic range with notes on what drives cost. Explain that replacing an aging panel might cost $25,000 to $30,000, depending on feeder lengths and shutdown requirements. That transparency makes you a trusted advisor, not just another contractor. The value of site knowledge. Nothing builds credibility with facility managers like knowing their building. Every facility has quirks, overloaded panels, limited space for conduit, old grounding systems, or access issues. When you've worked there before and include those realities in your estimate, it shows that you understand their world. Sometimes it's worth walking the site before you even open your estimating software. Take pictures, look at ceiling heights, check access routes, and talk to maintenance staff. They'll tell you stories. Drawings never will. Like which panels trip constantly, or which area floods during heavy rain. That information is gold. Communication. During construction. As an estimator, your job doesn't end when the bid is submitted. In facility work, it's common for the estimator to stay involved during construction, especially if it's design build or negotiated. Stay available to answer questions. When the project manager or superintendent calls about a change, help them explain it clearly to the facility manager. Facility work moves fast, and clear communication keeps everyone aligned. If changes occur, and they will, document them professionally. Facility managers appreciate contractors who handle change orders with honesty and clarity. No one likes surprises, especially when the building has to stay running. Safety and professionalism. Safety is always a top concern for facility managers. They're responsible for everyone in that building, not just the trades on site. Your estimate should reflect that responsibility. Include costs for lockout-tagout procedures, confined space work, and permits if necessary. If you're working in hospitals, schools, or labs, plan for infection control, background checks, and restricted access. And here's a small but powerful tip. Your crew's appearance and behavior on site reflect directly on the facility manager. If your electricians are professional, courteous, and careful, you'll make that manager look good. That's how repeat business happens. Real-world example. A few years ago, we worked on a data center upgrade for a major university. The facility manager told me right up front, "We can't afford downtime. If a single rack goes offline, we lose research data." We built our estimate around that statement. We included temporary power, scheduled shutdowns for weekends, and overtime for testing. When we presented the number, the facility manager didn't blink. He said, "That's what I needed to hear. You understand what's at stake." We won the job, not because we were the lowest bidder, but because we aligned our estimate with the facility's operational priorities. That relationship led to 5 more projects on campus. Turning estimates into relationships. Here's the big takeaway. Working with facility managers isn't about selling a project. It's about earning trust. Every facility manager you meet manages not just a building, but pressure. Pressure to control budgets, minimize downtime, and satisfy everyone from executives to maintenance crews. If you can make their job easier, they'll make your pipeline stronger. Be the estimator who calls back, who asks the right questions, who explains things clearly, and who shows up with accurate numbers every time. That's how you go from being a bidder to being a partner. Wrapping it up. Facility managers aren't looking for the cheapest electrical contractor. They're looking for one they can depend on. Someone who understands their schedule, respects their building, and solves problems before they happen. As an estimator, your job is to be that person. Learn the building, listen to the people who run it, and build your estimate around their world, not just the blueprints. When you do that, you'll find yourself on the short list for every project that comes up. Because facility managers remember one thing above all else: the people who made their lives easier. Thank you for listening to the iBid Electric podcast. Working with facility managers isn't just good business. It's good craftsmanship. Because when you respect the people who keep buildings running, you become part of something bigger than a bid. You become part of the building itself.